Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, we are back with another amazing episode. This is the podcast Watering You. I'm your lovely host, Jamia. And yeah, did you miss my voice? It's okay if you did. I get it. It's okay. I get it. You miss me. I miss you too. So don't even worry about it. If you're new here, then welcome. If you've been listening to me, then welcome back. And I know actually that some of you have been listening to me because you guys, y'all be letting me know. You'll be like, oh, I'm listening to your podcast, or I like what you talked about on this episode, or y'all be shouting me out on social media. And I love y'all real bad. Like, we go together real bad. Thank you so much for the constant love and support. And I'm never gonna stop saying that. And honestly, I think I want to do like goodie bags or giveaways or something for the people who constantly support me. So stay tuned for that. But as always, please continue to leave reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Pandora, whatever you're listening to. But yeah, and I just want to know before I get into today's episode how hot it has been. They have said June started June 20th, and I'm like, this summer not start June 1st with this heat? I mean, this heat has been, I don't know, like, I know I'm a dramatic person, but it's been really hot. And I feel like the heat reminds me of Arizona. And I've never been to Arizona, but it's giving, our grass is about to die. So, yeah. Hope everybody is staying hydrated and cool. My AC will be blowing full speed ahead. Okay, all summer long, don't ask me to come outside. The answer is no. Anything we do will consist of a fan or AC. And if not, then I'm not coming outside. We can hang out in my freezer. That's what we can do. We can have a picnic in my freezer. That's exactly what we can do, actually. Sorry, not, but I wanted to try to make this a mini episode, but I don't know, because y'all know how I get when I get to talking, right? But we're going to see if we can squeeze this into a mini episode. If not, it's fine, whatever. But on today's episode, we are talking about girlfriend duties without the commitment. You didn't hear me? Okay, let me say it for the cheap seats in the back. We are talking about girlfriend duties without the commitment. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, fuck. You're dreading this episode, weren't you? Yeah, I'm on your ass, buddy. Because let's talk about it. Like, honestly, let's talk about it. And here, anything I say with full transparency and love. So my intentions are to not hurt anyone's feelings, but to reveal the truth. Okay? And help you understand some of the habits that you need to kick. So, basically, let me say it like this. Unless a man tells you to your face that he's ready to be your boyfriend, he's ready for a commitment with you, like a committed relationship, and you agree, do not, I repeat, do not assume that you are in a relationship with this person. If this man has not physically told you or asked you to be your girlfriend, I want you to be my girlfriend. We are in a relationship now. We are exclusive. You do not assume that you are in a relationship, my dear. You are going to get your feelings hurt, crushed, stomped on, thrown away, picked back up, thrown down again, and so much more. I mean, should I honestly proceed? Like, no. No, do not assume that. It doesn't matter if you talk every day, go on dates. You met his mom. He buys you stuff. Y'all have sex. He calls you his girl. That is not your significant other. Okay? Y'all are not exclusive with each other. Okay? And here's why a lot of things go wrong. You do all these relationship things, all these activities, assume y'all go together. Oh, we go together real bad. That's my man. He takes me good morning every day. He be checking on me. We be going on dates. I met his mom. I'm cool with his sister and his brothers. Please. Y'all think y'all go together, right? And Then when he goes and does the same exact stuff with somebody else, guess who gets upset? Guess who feels disrespected and betrayed, sad and hurt? All of these negative emotions. I'll give you a hint. It's not him. Yeah. It's not him, baby. It's you. You're going to be the one stuck feeling all of those emotions. Okay? Because you were under the impression that y'all were together and you were not. You were not. N-O-T. With a all caps. You were not together. You can't label it as cheating, right? Because you're not committed to each other. Right or wrong? Okay. That agreement was never reached. Okay? It was never reached. You have to be careful when you're giving your all to someone. And when I say someone, I mean mostly men, obviously. When you're not committed to them. Like, takers honest to God have no limits. So, of course, they're going to enjoy all the luxuries that you're providing. You could cook meals from this man. You could do laundry. You could wash his ass. You could talk to him every day, be loyal, honest, pleasure him, buy him gifts. I don't know. I don't care. You could buy this man a car. That's a little excessive. I'm sorry. I take that back. That's a bit dramatic. You could do all these things, right? And guess what? Guess what? This person could still come and go as they please because they're not committed to you, right? They're not committed to you. So all those things that you did, they're not obligated to do one single thing in return. They're not obligated to reciprocate that energy. No. That's not their responsibility to be loyal and be honest to you. You set that tone for yourself. Probably trying to prove something to this man that, oh, if I do all these things, he's going to make me his girlfriend. He's going to see how down I am. And that's going to make him want to be committed to me. No, my love. He's using you until he gets the person that he wants. You know what they say? Keep what you got until you get what you want. Yeah. Why would he stop messing with you and you doing all these girlfriend luxuries? Why? Shit. Life is good. Life would be good for me. If a girl doing all these things and she's not even my girlfriend, come on, bro. I'm getting all these girlfriend luxuries without the commitment. So technically speaking, since I'm not committed, I can still do what I want on the side. It's not cheating. That's not my girl. It sounds so messed up, but if we're being technical, people really will throw stuff in your face like, well, I didn't tell you to do that, or I didn't ask you to do that. And you stuck looking like boo-boo the fool because you like, wow. You didn't tell me or you didn't ask me, but it's something I naturally did because I liked you. And I cared for you. What do you mean, Bennett? What? So, I feel like you would like them to do these things, but at the end of the day, they don't have to. So, I would say stop doing girlfriend duties when you're not a girlfriend. Stop bending over backwards for people who could care less about you. As long as they're benefiting from you, life is good. As long as they're benefiting from the relationship or the situation at hand, life is going to be good. Okay? If you're not committed and if you're not in a committed relationship, but you really like this person or you want to see how things go, okay, fine. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You can stay, but boundaries need to be set. Heavy on boundaries. Heavy on boundaries so that way there's no confusion and no miscommunication when shit hits the fan, okay? So, for example, all that texting and talking and calling and communicating on a daily basis, minimum. What do we need to be talking every day for? What do we need to be talking all day for? Why do I need to be going in detail to you about how my day was and this and that and that's it? You're not my man. Keep it cordial, keep it simple, keep it cute. Because you know what? You know what all that texting, all that talking, all that FaceTime does? You're catching feelings. You're slowly catching those feelings, right? That's a form of intimacy. You're talking to this person. You're getting to know this person. Cool. but you're not, they're not your girl, you're, I'm not your girlfriend. So why am I helping you solve your problems and do this and that? I'm not your girlfriend. Keep it at a minimum. Have them wanting more. Make them want to commit to you so they can have more. Time together, that needs to be scheduled and spread out. We don't need to be hanging out every day. Cut it out. No. And it needs to be in a public, not in the comfort of your home, not in somebody's apartment, on their couch, in their bed. No. That's a little too comfortable, a little too soon. I'm not your girl. I'm not your girl, my boy. No. Absolutely not. You don't need to be... Also, another big one. You don't need to be giving your body to this person. You don't need to be having sex. I don't care. I don't care how good he looked. I don't care if he just got a fresh cut. I don't care if them muscles is busting through that t-shirt. I don't care if them veins are busting out because he dehydrated. Baby, I don't care. I don't give a damn. You better have enough self-discipline and self-respect to be like, you know what? If I sleep with this person, it's just gonna be sex. That's it. I'm giving my body to this person, and what am I getting out of it? Nothing in return. Most times, you don't even leave with a nut. Come on, please. Like, come on. Don't piss me off, gang. I'm actually in a good mood today. Like, with that being said, what's that famous saying? They be like, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Okay, cool. Anytime you think about sleeping with a man, think about that. Why would he buy the cow when he gets the milk for free? Why would I make this girl, my girlfriend, establish that level of commitment and responsibility if she's already doing all of the qualities that come with having a girlfriend without the title? What? Why would a man be pressed to make you his girlfriend if you already giving him ass anytime he wants at his beck and call? You feed him, taking care of him, being his therapist, being his mom, being his cook, being his groomer. Like, bro, what? I wouldn't be pressed to make you my girl either. Life is good. I have no urgency to be with you or to have that title. You're doing everything a man could ask for without the title. Life is good for me. What? A man is not going to have any urgency to make you his woman if you're making everything accessible to him. Stop making it easy for men and then wonder why there's no more chase. There's no more pursuit. There's no more effort. You know what I mean? There's no more effort. There's no more pursuit because, baby, you done made it easy. He got the treasure. He got it. There ain't nothing else to do. You've revealed all your cards. There's no more mystery to you. Like, let that man discover you in increments. He should genuinely be interested in, like, getting to know you. You'll know a man is interested when he asks you out and he's committing to you. Simple, my guy. Simple. I think it's so easy. But granted, I get it, though. I get it. Because as a lover girl, you want to naturally take care of people. Whether it be, you know, family, friends, relationships, you're a natural giver. You're a giver. You like to see the looks on people's faces when they are happy with something that you did or something that you give them. You want to take care of people. You just have like a natural nurturing, charismatic, all these charismatic traits about you. But you have to understand, sometimes people don't have a genuine heart like you. And we know that. You and I both know that. And you have to keep reminding yourself of that, though. You have pure intentions, but other people don't have pure intentions. You can have the purest intention to make someone happy because you want to be with them or because you really like them. This person could see how nice you are and really take advantage of that. This person could see how little it takes to make you happy and use that to their advantage. They could really see how low your self-esteem is and how much of a people pleaser you are that they can text you 3-4 hours in their responses, right? Be inconsistent, but as long as they text you every day, you're happy. As long as they throw a date in there every now and then, you're happy. As long as they're smiling in your face, kiki haha, you're happy. That's the last thing you want to do, is be happy with the bare minimum. The last thing you want to do is give more than what you receive. That's not a good look, friend. I wish y'all could see me right now. I'm shaking my head. That's not a good look, friend. It's not. Because imagine giving your all to someone who doesn't even care about you, doesn't even see your worth, or never had any intention on committing to you. But when you finally do come around to a person who is ready for commitment, who does see your value, who really does appreciate you, you're burned out. You can't even give your best foot forward because you done spent all your time and energy and efforts on the last person. So I say this again, do not give more than what you are receiving. Know when to walk away. Know when a situation isn't improving. Know the signs that a man is not going to commit to you. And let me tell you another thing before I get off of this. A man is ready. Don't ever let a man tell you he's not ready. He's ready. He's ready for a relationship. He's ready for commitment. He just doesn't want it with you. But he doesn't know how to tell you that in a polite way. Either because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings or because he's really content with everything that you're doing for him. Right? So he's going to tell you, oh, I'm not ready. So in your head, you're like, okay, if I stay a little longer, then I'll be ready. Then he'll be ready. He's never going to be ready if you're not the right person for him. A man knows his intentions with a female the moment he lays his eyes on her. Don't even got to speak. A man knows. I really think men know more than women. Like, they know exactly what they want with a woman. So if it's going on months, pushing a year, no commitment, you should have left. If he's not talking about the future with you, you need to leave. If there's no commitment, no signs of anything, you need to leave. It's all fine and dandy to like someone, but where is this gonna lead? Where is this gonna end? Because I can't continue having my heart and my feelings invested. I'm investing in you, right? I'm investing in you in this relationship. But if it's not going to give me anything in return, I'm not going to see any form of a profit. What am I doing? This isn't a good transaction. This isn't smart. This isn't a smart move. You know what I mean? You're losing value. You're losing value. The more you invest in something, you're not seeing any profit in return. You're losing value. Cut it out. Cut them off and leave. Simple. There's nothing wrong with asking a man also up front, what are your intentions? What is your long-term goal with us? If he says, I'm going with the flow, baby, I want you to run for the hills. If he say, I'm chilling, run for the hills. If he say, I don't know, what about, I don't know, you tell me, run for the hills. If he's like, I do see a relationship. I would like to be a boyfriend. I want to get to know you and make you my girlfriend. I see a relationship. Okay, now you're speaking my language. Now we can move forward with the vetting process. And then I can see, okay, is this someone that I want as a partner? So you got through one part of the threshold, but there's different levels. There's different parts. So but after, just because a man says, oh, I want a relationship with you, or I can see myself with you, etc., whatever the case may be, there's a vetting process. There's questions that you ask, and you observe this person. You get to know this person, and you see, well, they say they want a relationship, but how they're acting, do they really want a relationship? Are they really ready for a relationship? Then that whole process happens. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Moral of story, stop doing girlfriend duties without the commitment. Because if you keep doing it, the man isn't going to commit to you. He's going to become comfortable and complacent. And now you're miserable and you're sad because you want to be a girlfriend. But you're never going to be a girlfriend because you already do girlfriend teams. So why would he do that commitment? That's silly. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. He would never. But yeah, that is all I have for today's episode. Unfortunately, I'm about to go get ready for work, but I just wanted to share some insights. I really hope you guys like this episode. And once again, this was full transparency, no judgment, because we've all been there. We've all been there, and I'm pointing at myself. I've been there a few times, but I don't do that shit anymore. No. I don't, no. You want girlfriend tings? Okay. I need a girlfriend title. I need that commitment. It's easy to say you want a girlfriend, but do you want to be a boyfriend? Are you ready for that responsibility, that role it takes to be a boyfriend? And if you're not, then fine, but what am I doing with you? Okay, cool. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. The next few episodes coming out are going to be really, 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 really juicy. So stay tuned for that. Also, stay tuned for, I think I want to call it like audience appreciation or something. Like, oh, like a little AA meeting. No, I'm kidding. Like an audience appreciation or like a listener's appreciation. I definitely want to do something for that soon. So stay tuned for that. I really want to show you guys my appreciation because I really do appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast and helping her grow. And yeah. So I'm going to go. I'm done talking. Until next time. Bye, guys.